Sean Beyer, welcome to The Signal.
Great to be here.
What do you say we jump right into the music here? I want to play a track from your Steady Pleasures album, Keep It Down. This is a song called Mia Bella. So, Sean, who are we hearing on this recording, and where exactly are you guys playing?
It'll be myself on piano, Dominic Smith on drums, and Andrew Felix on upright bass. We recorded in a historic house here in Reservoir Hill in Baltimore on a 100-year-old Charles Steef piano. The moment I walked into that house for the very first time to meet one of my neighbors, he let me take a whirl on his piano, and just in that room, it just sounded magnificent. It sounded like a 9-foot grand piano. It's just perfect. So right then and there, I asked him, would you mind if we kind of took your house over for a couple days and recorded an album here? And he said, sure. So that's what we did.
You really do achieve a good sense of space with this recording. I mean, it sounds like the drums, for example, sound like they're at the end of a long hallway.
Well, part of that is due to Matt's miking from Mobtown.
You're talking about Matt Leffler-Schulman from Mobtown Studios.
That's correct. And the mixing efforts of Micah Huerta, who's worked on a few of my other projects and is kind of a regular in the scene here in Baltimore.
There's a great saloon quality almost to this music. It's got like an old-time patina to it.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a departure for me. I've been in a lot of electric projects in the past, playing Hammond organ and different things like that. About 5 years ago, when we moved into our house and had children, I bought a piano for the very first time, so I spent most of my time on the piano kind of working on those sort of chops. And with two little kids in the house, sleeping, taking naps, I had to use this practice pedal on the piano, which muffles the sound. So by the very nature of it, I had to play very sparsely and quietly so I didn't wake them up. And that's how I wrote the tunes, so they all sound that way in the studio as well.
You mentioned the subtlety of this music, the nuanced kind of quiet, sparse nature of it. It's a sly kind of music, though, in a way, because on one level, it's really easy to have a conversation over it. But on another level, as you can hear, it's really effective at impacting your mood, whether you realize it or not.
Sometimes I refer to it as musical wallpaper. It's just something that's there. One of the greatest compliments I got was actually from my grandmother when she listened to it. And she said, oh, I really like it. I love to wash the dishes to it. And to me, that's a really great compliment because it's not something that you focus on. You can't sing along to it. It's just kind of there, but it's... For me, writing it and creating it was a form of stress management, almost a therapy. So I was relaxed while I was doing all of these things, and I think it comes through.
Music of Sean Beyer and his trio Steady Pleasures here on The Signal. And Sean, I want to move now to this second album, Keep It Live, and this transports us to the Bohemian Coffee House down on Charles Street near North Avenue. You guys recorded a live show there, and as I play this track, I believe if you listen carefully, you can hear someone bussing tables and washing some dishes in the background. So why did you want to make a live album like this?
I really wanted to capture the essence of what we were doing at the Bohemian. We had about a 6-month residency there where we played every Wednesday. And it started with just bass and piano, just kind of working through these tunes almost as a live rehearsal, really. It's a very relaxed setting there. And as we picked up the drummer and kept playing, there was a lot of magic happening there, even though there might have been 5 or 10 people there to experience it in person. So I wanted to keep that momentum going. We were going to stop the residency to prepare for the studio album. So this was actually recorded first. And I wanted to bottle that energy at our last show that we had there. So that was when we recorded it.
As you can hear, I mean, aside from the clinking of dishes, everyone's really quiet and attentive. I mean, is that generally how the crowd responds to you when you play live?
I would say that's the number one response, quiet. Some of the songs, we end them and it doesn't end with a bang, so people aren't really sure when to clap. And people are just there studying or reading a book or on their computer, and it's, you know, musical wallpaper.
I should say this album was recorded on site by a talented engineer, Paul Mercer, also of Mobtown Studios, mentioned earlier, which segues us nicely, Sean, into this next album. This is Steady Pleasures, recorded at a Mobtown Studios micro show. Let me cue up this track here from the album and have you first of all explain just what a Mobtown Studios micro show is all about, how that works.
I love the micro show. It's a great concept. I love all the stuff they're doing over there. It's exactly what it sounds like. It's a micro show. So you're set up live in studio, and there's enough room for about 15 or 20 people to kind of sit on the floor or sit against the wall or grab a chair, and they sit there and listen while you make a record.
You're also given certain creative instructions by the producers there to do things differently than you usually do.
Yeah, that's right. One of the things that they instruct the artist to do is to kind of change it up. You don't want to duplicate something you've recorded, note per note, per se. One of the suggestions is, if you're an acoustic act, do something electric. And that's exactly what we did. We used Paul's Fender Rhodes there and my little Yamaha keyboard. Still have it. It still works. And there's a lot less pressure.
This Fender Rhodes we're hearing on this recording really gives a completely different feel to the ensemble. It sounds to me all of a sudden less like a old-time barrel house tune and more like, you know, something you'd hear in a swank 70s club.
We've kind of moved from Andy Beanstalk to Echoes.
Sean Beyer is our guest this week on The Signal. We've been listening to recordings of his trio, Steady Pleasures, albums that have been set in different listening environments. And now, Sean, a departure from all of that, a departure from your trio, from live music, from the rest of the outside world altogether, as we head into your head and your own private musical affair with your iPhone. So I'm gonna play a track from this album, appropriately titled On the Phone. Play this song, 8 Seconds of Decay. And while I do, let me just have you tell the story of how and when you came up with this way of creating music that we're listening to.
I work in the field of technology, and I'm kind of a geek. And I remember years ago thinking, you know, one day we're going to have this magnificent computer. They're going to get smaller and smaller, and it's going to fit in your pocket, and it's going to do everything. And it's here, and it's the iPhone or any other smartphone that you have in your pocket. So trying to take advantage, full advantage of the technology that I have on me at all times, I started looking into the different music making apps. Now that you can play a keyboard on the iPhone, it's pretty difficult because the keys are very small, but there are other things you can do. You can connect external things into it, microphones, what have you. And just after playing with it for a little while, I was doing a couple samples and different things, and that's kind of fun. And as I dug a little bit deeper, I realized, wow, this is a legitimate tool to make music, and it sounds really good. So I started passing around some of the demos to my musician friends, and they're like, wow, this sounds really good. I'm like, yeah, I recorded it on my phone, and they couldn't believe it. You know, so I just kind of kept it rolling and was inspired by the challenge. Again, another limit that was inspiring. And before I knew it, I had 9 or 10 songs, and I figured, well, I guess that's a record.
There's an irony here in that you're working alone with this compressed digital world, but at the same time, you have an ability to orchestrate an arrangement that's potentially much bigger and more varied than your actual live trio.
It's definitely a different mode of thinking. With the trio, it's much more from the heart. It just kind of comes out. The song is never played the same way twice. With the recording on the phone, I didn't necessarily have an agenda. I didn't really write the tunes in advance. They just kind of materialized as I was working on them, a little bit here, a little bit there, sitting on the couch, laying in bed, sitting on an airplane. I could work anywhere, so it was great. I just, whenever I needed that escape to relax, it was a perfect thing to do.
So you put yourself in a musical conversation, literally, with your technology on this album. Here's a song, the title track. I think people might be able to infer what we're hearing, but explain the circumstances of this voice we're hearing.
Hi, Sean.
If you're like me and you've tried to use Siri, especially when Apple introduced her,
I don't know what that means.
You've probably been quite frustrated. The way they portray her is that she will understand you. And that she is a she, for that matter. And I would find myself asking Siri very simple questions, and it would always come back with, I don't understand what you mean.
I don't know what that means. If you like, I can search the web for.
I use the beeps that you hear when you push the different buttons to activate Siri. So instead of asking her a question, I asked her with the sound using the beep. And she didn't understand it. So it wasn't intended to be that way. I just kind of mashed everything together to make a song.
Hi, Sean.
And then I realized after the fact that it was a bit of a deeper conversation than I originally intended.
Okay, see you soon.
Sean Beyer, you have proven yourself to be a Renaissance man and an extremely productive one at that, with these 4 albums all released this month, live recordings with your trio, Steady Pleasures, and of course, this excellent solo project, On the Phone. You can find a link to Sean Beyer's new releases at our website, wypr.org/programs/signal. And Sean Beyer, thanks so much.
Thank you very much for having me.
For The Signal, I'm Aaron Hinken.